lion. Hallelujah. We're not fearful of the noise that comes out of old Satan's mouth. We're not concerned tonight with the racket that the devil can make. For Jesus Christ has promised, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. So devil, you just growl and snarl all you want to. You just open your mouth as wide as you want to. I have served my God consistently. I have stood by my convictions faithfully. And like old Daniel, I declare my God hath sent his angel and hath shut them out of the lion. Praise God, amen. Are you looking down the mouth of a lion tonight? Most of us are. Amen. Are you hearing the snarl, the growl, the noise of the enemy? Has he come to you and tried to strike fear in your heart by reason of a lost relationship or a medical diagnosis of some sort or another? My friend, be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Hallelujah. For thy God, whom thou servest continually, is able to deliver thee. Praise God. Amen. I hope tonight you have been encouraged by this word. God laid this on my heart in the week. You know, I was in the hospital 2 weeks, and the enemy did a lot of growling and snarling. I heard a lot of noise. He made a lot of racket. Had a lot of doctors telling me a lot of things. Had family members telling me, the doctor said, you're an awful sick man. Things don't look good. My goodness, they come in, and every time I turned around, the prognosis was getting worse as the diagnosis was getting more and more involved, and they couldn't find the cause. If they can't find a cause, they don't know how to treat it. But glory to God, I knew in my spirit, Lord, I've served you faithfully for many years. I've believed you for many years, and the God that I serve honors faithfulness. He honors commitment. He honors those who will stand in their conviction. And last Sunday, when I finally had it enough, couldn't take no more, I did as the Word of God declares, and I called Brother Ronnie down in Phoenix, Arizona. And I told his voicemail, Brother, I'm a sick puppy. The enemy's coming against me like a flood. But God has promised he'd raise up a standard against him. I need prayer. I need it fast. I need it hard. I need it now. About an hour later, Brother Ronnie called. And this is the thing about him I love and appreciate. Brother Ronnie Pig is an executive counselor to Grace Oasis Ministries, and I feel so honored that he would serve in that capacity to our ministry. It's a advisory position. It holds no specific authority in the church, but we believe the Bible teaches that wise men seek counsel, and we also believe that in a multitude of counselors there is safety. Amen. So this preacher surrounds himself with godly, Holy Ghost-filled, Jesus-name-baptized men and women, so that when I need counsel, when I need advice, when I need encouragement, there's somebody I can call upon. Amen. And Brother Ronnie Pig in Phoenix, Arizona is one of those people. And I called Brother Pig, and when he called me back, he said very simply, Brother Mara, don't say anything. I know how sick you are. I heard your message. He said, Brother, this is the enemy. This is the lion making a noise. Amen. He said, he's just trying to strike fear in your heart because God has begun a good work in New Haven and the enemy doesn't like it. He said, but you know what? We're just going to tie that old devil up. We're going to bind him up in Jesus' name and claim liberty and victory in the Holy Ghost and ask God to heal you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And Brother Ronnie got to praying, and he did what he said he was going to do, and God honored our faith as we united together. Where two or three agree is touching any one thing, it shall be done unto them, the Word of God promises. And faith began to well up in my spirit, and I could feel the anointing come over me. And God began to give me strength, and he began to encourage my body. And I've told you the story last week. I spoke the words, "This I do in Jesus' name." Hallelujah. And I got up off that bed, hadn't been up in days. Too weak, unable. I stood up from that bed and began to walk around. And I was not feeling the nausea and the sickness I would normally feel. I was not experiencing the lightheadedness than I would normally experience. To make a long story short, those of you that were here last Sunday know, I was here as well. Amen. Why? Because like Daniel, I knew my place. It was time for prayer. It was time to worship. It was time to preach the Word. It was time to be in the house of God. And my friend, nothing short of death or a coma is going to keep me from my commitment to be where I'm supposed to be. Amen. And look how God has honored us. I'm here now. I'm feeling fine. Glory to God. I'm getting better and better with every passing day. We got camp meeting coming up in just under about a month now. My mother and her husband are coming for camp meeting. We got folks coming from all over the country for camp meeting. I know the devil knows and God knows that we're going to have us a Holy Ghost showdown like he had never seen before. And there are going to be gay, lesbian, transgender people who are going to find a Holy Ghost experience with God like they've never had in their lifetime. And the devil's mad, and I'm glad, hallelujah. Because when he begins to snarl, and when he begins to make a racket, that lets me know I'm on the right track. Hallelujah. That lets me know we're going in the right direction. That lets me know that we've got things on the ball. Hallelujah. For my friends, so many would say that our church is a mockery. So many would say that our efforts at worshiping God and knowing Him and serving Him and making heaven our home one day is worthless and it would bear us nothing good. And yet I say to you tonight, if that were true, Satan would gladly bow out of the way and let us be as prosperous in our journey as we please. Come on now. Amen. The devil don't growl when he isn't afraid of you. The devil don't growl when you don't pose a threat. The devil don't growl when you don't bother him. But my friend, the enemy is trying to come up against this work with every ounce of energy he can find. Why? Because he knows that the message of grace we declare is the truth of God. Hallelujah. And he knows that if this message begins to infect the Church of God Universal, that all God's apostolic, Jesus name baptized, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, dancing in the aisles, people of God are going to come back to a place where they are no longer relying upon the legalistic and literalistic view of Scripture that they have held now for a century, but rather they're going to learn to relax in God and let the grace of Almighty God carry them through those pearly gates. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In spite of any human imperfection, in spite of any human weakness or frailty, because it's not about how strong you and I are. It's not about how perfect we are. It's not about how holy we are. But my friend, in the end, like Daniel, if we will look down the face, the throat of the lion and be victorious. It's not on the strength of our holiness or our righteousness, our perfection. It's on the strength of our commitment, conviction, and consistency. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Few of us here tonight, consistent. Amen. A lot of folks saw other opportunities, but some of us said, no, I'm not going to serve God half-hearted. I'm not going to be in church when it's convenient or when something more important doesn't show itself. I'm going to be there every time because that's where I need to be. Because I guarantee you tonight, my friend, there isn't a one person at the Pride events in New York City going to come home with their spirit uplifted like we are going to go home tonight. Hallelujah, my God, son of my high, glory to God. Not one soul is going to come home from Pride and have that sense of victory in their spirit that we're going home with. Amen? Not one soul going to come home from Pride and have faith in their heart to believe God for a miracle. Glory to God. But I'm going home with that. Amen. And I'd rather be here tonight than anywhere on this planet. Glory to God. Amen. Would you stand with me? Let's bow our heads. Praise God. Amen. Lord, we're just so grateful for this place. We're so grateful for your spirit. So grateful tonight, oh God, that you have condescended and that you have come down to this place to meet with us again. Lord, we just love you and we worship you, we praise you. We thank you, God, for your word, and we thank you, God, for your glory, your Shekinah glory, for the love we felt in this place tonight. And Lord, we ask that every word which has been spoken would find root in our hearts. God, establish faith in our souls to believe you for miracles. And Lord, tonight that old roaring lion would make a noise. He would try to strike fear into the hearts of your people. But Master, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we loose the Holy Ghost right now. We loose the presence of God. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And we break every bondage. We break every chain. And Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we speak to the myriads of angels that stand at the ready to minister on behalf of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we loose the armies of heaven and we command them upon the authority of God's word to shut the mouth of the lion, to reverse the doctor's diagnosis. Oh my God, to confound the wise, to confuse the scientists, to do what no man can do. Master, in the name of Jesus right now, we're just asking you, Lord, to move as you've never moved before. Give this work, give this fellowship a mighty revival. Help us to win souls. Lord, straight, gay, transgendered, lesbian, matters not. Just make us soul winners. Make us soul winners. Give us souls for our hire. We do not seek financial gain. We do not seek prosperity in this life. But Lord, we seek to be effective in reaching out to the lost, in helping those that don't know you to find you. Master, grant it tonight, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, just continue to move in my body. Everything in this old body that needs fixing, Jesus, you're able to fix. Move, God, tonight. Complete your work, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, oh God. In Jesus' name, bless everyone that's made an effort, God, to be here. Help us to go home lighthearted and encouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Believing you, Master, for great things. Hallelujah. For we ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, praise God and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.